welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 619. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the March Violets. That was a band that formed in Leeds in 1981. That was kind of active in that early to mid-80s period, and I guess have come back a little bit and been doing shows recently as well. The song I played there is Walk Into the Sun, and that was recorded as a Kid Jensen session in 1984, and it was just released on the Big Soul Kiss BBC recordings 1982 to 1986, released on Jungle Records. That came out in 2021 in the UK as a Record Store Day only thing, but it's been available other places widely now. It's an interesting compilation. It's kind of my first introduction to the band. In 1982, they wanted to be Joy Division, and by 1984, they wanted to be Bauhaus, and they were released by Andrew Aldrich's label from Sisters of Mercy, and sound a little bit like that, too. So it felt like the right thing to do here as we welcome in Spooky Season. Anyway, I've got music for you this week. Let's play some of it. This is The Beths with Head in the Clouds. And welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from Dear Boy from Los Angeles. The song I played was On My Mind, which is on the band's new album, Forever Sometimes. Just came out September 16th on Last Gang Records. That's the band's debut after a very long time of EPs and singles. That song there is lovely. It's got a very nice New Order feel to it. Some of the album has a nice Depeche Mode feel to it, and then some of it feels a little more like Coldplay. So it's kind of a mixed bag there, but overall, it's a good album. You can give that one a listen online, see if it works for you. And then before that, we heard from the Beths with song Head in the Clouds. That's on the album Expert in a Dying Field, which also came out September 16th on Car Park Records. They're based out of Auckland in New Zealand. That album is not what I wanted from the Beths. It's a little more mellow than the last album, but it's so good. I listened to that one so many times in a row on a walk the other day, like three or four times, and eventually really got it. The lyrics are just fantastic, and the production, oh, just so good. Anyway, so give that one a listen as well. I bet you're going to find something you like there. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music for you here. This is a really good set. I'm going to start it off with the Boys with the Perpetual Nervousness. This is Out of Time. Fade. In the sky, left behind the clouds, fade, filling in from where you begin again. You mix your message, you can't pretend.
desperately took what chance I had left, and I tore it apart now. Now I feel that the road ahead still full of the mess that's tripping me up. I accept who we are now. Take it as a lesson.
Sounded a lot like Too Much Rock, didn't it? We started that set off with The Boys with the Perpetual Nervousness with the song Out of Time. That's on the band's album The Third Wave Of, which came out September 9th on Bobo Integral Records. What a label that is, based there out of Spain. That album is really good. That song there, probably the most rockin' of the set, but a lot of it is very, very Birds, and that's very, very nice. After that, we heard from Haley and the Crushers with the song She Drives. That's on the album Modern Adult Kicks, which came out September 13th on Josie Cotton's Kitten Robot Records. The band has moved to Detroit now. That song is good, and there's good songs on the album. I think the best might be the cover of the Shivers song. I think you're going to find something you like on there. Give that one a listen, though. And then we end the set there off with More Kicks, a band from London. I played the song Come Home. That's on the album Punch Drunk, which came out September 16th on Dirtnap Records, or Stardom Records, depending on where you are in the world. And that song's good. And there are a couple songs on the album that I just think are fantastic, and none of them sound anything like the others. So lots of variety there. Definitely going to find something you like, but you can get that listen online before you buy it. But buy it. That's the important part. Anyway, we're about out of time. Let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 619. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. It's busy. That's what it is. On the 25th, we have Sick Thoughts playing at the Farewell, Velveteers playing at the Bottleneck, or Cigarette Bums at the Replay. Or Junkyard Royalty at the Big House. On the 26th, Emmeline Twist at the Mini Bar, or Black Star Kids are playing at Record Bar. 27th, Pell Waves are at the Record Bar. The Cult is at the Uptown. Nightosphere is at Toilet Bowl out in Lawrence. On the 30th, New Rhythm is playing a show at the Mod Gallery. Ice Age is at the First at the Record Bar. That missing show that was supposed to be on the 2nd has been postponed. It's way down like next year sometime now. Elliott Smith Tribute is on the 6th at the Record Bar. Jukebox the Ghost is playing the Bottleneck that night. On the 7th, oh my goodness, Max Sabbath at the Knuckleheads, Thick at the Bottleneck, Danger Bob at Liberty Hall, or the Get Up Kids at Lemonade Park. That Skating Polly show that was supposed to be at the Bottleneck disappeared, but it was replaced by Thick, and that's even better. On the 8th, Cher UK is playing at the Ship, or Thong Gag is at Manor. On the 9th, Outer Reaches Fest happens, and it also happens on the 11th. You get a day rest between those. On the 11th, you also get Melt Banana. On the 12th, Phoenix is at the Midland. On the 12th, you have Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt at the Uptown. And then on the 14th, Lowe and Death Cab for Cutie at the Midland, or maybe you're going to be at Quicksand at the Uptown, or maybe Emmeline Twist at Lemonade Park, or maybe Paramore at Sandstone. Hard choices for you on that day. Look at the website, a few new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts on the Surfboard Camp Clover Midwest Telegram show, and the same for the benefit for the Missouri Abortion Fund that was Remain Sedate, Doldrums, Saren Reaper, and Carrie Derry. Other things coming too. I've been busy boy. Hope you have too. Anyway, one track left for you here. It's by Squirrel Bait. A couple weeks ago, I played something from their debut EP/album, and that's one that I owned way back when. I never picked up the band's second album, and so I did. I was kind of lukewarm on the band then, and I'm still kind of lukewarm. They moved more from a Husker Du to, I don't know, it kind of sounds like Far Side a little bit to me. But anyway, there's some interesting things on there, and I can see how they're hugely influential, and I can name a number of bands here in Kansas City that sound just like this today, which is pretty neat for a 1986 release. So anyway, we're going to play Squirrel Bait. The song is Choose Your Poison, and it's on the band's album Skag Heaven, which Homestead released in 1986. let's end things here. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.